Track 26. I'm Sonia Jordana and I'm the ELT Sales Executive for NGL in Catalonia and the Balearic Islands, Spain. I particularly like this talk because it can help us reconsider what we have traditionally heard about a feeling which is generally seen as something negative, stress. After listening to this talk, I believe I won't have such a negative reaction to stress from now on. We learn from the TED speaker, Kelly McGonigal, that stress can be useful as long as you think positively about it. The difference between thinking positively about stress and getting stressed about stress, however, can be the difference between staying healthy or getting sick. McGonigal talks about two studies and how they changed her own approach to stress, from something to be avoided to something that's a part of life that we can manage. In the first study, they measured 30,000 people's perceived stress load and their belief in how harmful stress was. People who experienced a lot of stress in the previous year had a 43% increased risk of dying, but only if they believed stress was bad for them. I thought it was interesting that the way we see things affects the way we approach stressful situations, and then how we experience them. I've definitely seen how sometimes people can achieve better results or really excel when they face stressful situations. But what I find fascinating is when McGonigal says that our beliefs about stress will affect whether we suffer when we're in a stressful situation, and her question about whether we can actually change our body's response to stress and thus stay healthier and feel less anxious. The second study examined how stress can make people more social. It studied 1,000 adults over 5 years. Again, they first established the stress load and then asked how much time people had spent helping out friends or neighbors. What I found surprising was that they discovered that stressful life experiences increased the chance of dying by as much as 30%, but not for those who engaged in caring for others. The body's stress reaction can make us seek out social contact, thanks to oxytocin. And that for those who actually do, there are health benefits. The body actually becomes more resilient to stress, thanks to this same chemical. Although the talk is scientific in parts, it's never boring, and she makes it accessible with pictures and examples. The speaker is clear and very good at presenting scientific concepts, but at the same time she uses irony and humor to keep the audience's attention. The speaker's open and enthusiastic presentation style both engages the listeners and challenges them to think beyond their current assumptions. The point she makes about developing resilience to stress by helping and caring about others is a good one to help us reconsider some of our actions. Nowadays, our hectic lives make us focus too much on our present, our problems, ourselves. But if instead we react to stress by seeking out support and connection with others, science suggests it will be beneficial to both parties. I would recommend watching this talk to several friends, particularly those who, like me, have always considered stress as a risk, danger, or threat. We all need help coping with stress.